winter swimming, the cold water craze. Ever had a cold shower? Did you enjoy it? Was it invigorating? Now imagine jumping into a freezing cold lake in the middle of winter. Does that sound crazy? Well, worldwide, thousands of people do just that, and it's called winter swimming. Swimming in cold water has a long history. The ancient Greeks did it to improve their health and cure ailments. And the Spartans believed that only weak people bathed in warm water. Nowadays, the practice is widespread throughout Russia and Scandinavia. Over 100,000 Finns are regular winter swimmers, and 10% of the population has tried it at least once. In fact, in Finland, they take things to the next level, ice swimming. This includes cutting a hole in a frozen sea or lake and diving right in. So why do people do it? Winter swimmers aren't short of reasons. They say brief but regular dips in very cold water can help fight stress, cure depression, end insomnia, and even give you smoother skin. One website claims winter swimmers are 60 times less likely to catch a cold. And other cold water enthusiasts go even further, claiming their hobby cures arthritis, diabetes, and even tuberculosis. But scientists aren't so sure. While they agree cold water swimming relieves aches and pains and can reduce stress, they're doubtful of any long-term health benefits. Finnish scientist and occasional winter swimmer Juhani Smolander says, "Winter swimming doesn't cure disease, but it can relieve the symptoms. Winter swimming can even be dangerous. When the cold water hits the skin, the body has what's called a cold shock response. If the person isn't used to immersion in cold water, this could trigger a heart attack. Also, winter swimmers can only stay in the water for a maximum of 15 minutes. Any longer, and they'll suffer from hypothermia and, ultimately, lose consciousness and die. Finally, winter swimmers run the risk of getting disorientated and trapped under the ice. Often, ice swimmers tie themselves to the surface so they know where the ice hole is. If you want to try it, this is what to expect. When you first enter the water, you'll experience an involuntary gasp. In other words, you'll suddenly and automatically take in a very deep breath. That will be followed by a few minutes of hyperventilation. This is totally normal. Next, your skin will tingle all over and you'll get lightheaded. When you get out, you'll feel warm and a sense of well-being will spread through your body. Finally, you'll be very relaxed for the rest of the day and sleep like a log that night. Last one in's a rotten egg.